The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America. From radio beacon to radio beacon. I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
A state as large as ours, a nation state, is many parts, but at the end of the day, we're one body. There's a mutuality and there's a recognition of our interdependence that requires of this moment that we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it. They'll do the right thing. They'll meet this moment. They'll step up, as they have over the course of the last number of weeks, to protect themselves, to protect their families, and to protect the broader community in this great state and the world that we reside in.
Oh, boy, there's the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, just moments after the mayor of Los Angeles, Gil Garcetti, declared Los Angeles to be a no-go zone, meaning stay home, a shelter-in-place kind of thing. Just a few, maybe an hour after that, Gavin Newsom got on TV and he said, beginning last night in California, just take a pause, basically, is what it is. Just stay in, stay home. You know, we might as well be operating under the Articles of Confederation for all the help that the national government has been here. You know, we would be better off if, you just decided that we were a federalist society and the states would do what the states will do and the president was a useless tool. Because that's pretty much where we are. After Gavin Newsom came on, then all of a sudden we had an announcement from Andrew Cuomo saying New York is taking a pause. They don't want to call it a lockdown. They don't want to call it a shelter-in-place order. Because it sounds like dangerous. I don't know. But they're just saying New York is on a pause.
So we're going to put out an executive order today. New York State on pause. Policies that assure uniform safety for everyone. Uniform safety for everyone. Why? Because what I do will affect you, and what you do will affect me. Talk about community and interconnection and interdependence. This is the very realistic embodiment of that. We need everyone to be safe, otherwise no one can be safe. We've studied all the other countries. We've talked to people all across the globe about what they did, what they've done, what worked, what doesn't work. And that has all informed this policy. Two basic rules. Only essential businesses will be functioning. People can work at home. God bless you.
Thank you.
But only essential businesses can have workers commuting to the job or on the job. Second rule, remain indoors to the greatest extent to protect physical and mental health. On the businesses, on the valve, we reduced it to 50% of the workforce. We then reduced it to 75% of the workforce must stay home. And today we're bringing it to 100% of the workforce must stay home.
Wow.
These are non-essential services. Essential services have to continue to function. Grocery stores need food, pharmacies need drugs. Your internet has to continue to work. The water has to turn on when you turn the faucet. So there are essential services that will continue to function, but 100% of the workforce. And when I talk about the most drastic action we can take, this is the most drastic action we can take.
Wow, that's just freaking frightening, New York City. So now, you know, as a country, we have about 60 million people on pause, as they like to say. You know, they don't want to call it shelter in place because that's what they tell our children when there's an active shooter in the school, and they don't want you to, think there's an active shooter yet. I will say, right along with surgical masks and gowns and eye protection for our medical workers, there's a shortage of bullets I don't know. Some people think they're going to shoot the virus. Other people are probably going to come and stick me up for my toilet paper. And if that's the way I go out, please reflect that in my obit. Thank you very much. She died defending her toilet paper stash. What a way to go. I mean, this is just, and they won't tell. I mean, I don't know what's essential yet. I would wish I had a list for you on what is considered essential. But, you know, he only gave us a bare minimum list there. He said groceries, you know, are the people that stock your shelves. They ought to get hazard pay at this point. I mean, I'm not kidding. They are like heroes. And at this point, you know, if you are, I don't know, if you're not already staying at home, you're either a hero, an idiot, or just unlucky. I don't know what to say because everybody is, you know, at home now. He called it closing the valve of everyday life. 100% of workers ordered not to go to work in New York City. Same in California, the whole state. Sixth largest economy in the world. In the world. So you have the two biggest economies in the United States shut down. I don't know what's essential. I guess he said groceries, pharmacies, the internets, and utility companies, you know, water, lights, gas like that. But I don't know what else is essential. I can tell you in New York, the public transportation is still running. I can't explain. I wish there was a list. They said in New York they will be enforcing it with civil fines of $1,000 for businesses that do not comply, not on individuals at this time, for people who violate the policy. So they're not going to be, you know, fining people, but he did say, quote, these are not helpful hints. This is not, if you really want to be a great citizen, these are legal provisions. They will be enforced. There will be a civil fine and mandatory closure for any business that is not in compliance. Again, your actions can affect my health. That's where we are. That's what New York did. And California, same thing. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know how long this is going to last. Donald Trump gave an off-the-hook press conference today. It was combative. It was ridiculous. It was full of lies, misrepresentations. It was, you know, his feelings instead of science and facts. It was without any information for healthcare workers in this country. It was without any information about masks, about gowns, about latex gloves, you know, sterile latex. It was about nothing. He was, you know, hyping some drug that, you know, like I tweeted this out a couple days ago, okay? There were two articles about this chloroquine drug, which is a malaria drug. It's not just chloroquine, though. It's chloroquine plus Z-Pax, azithromycin, right? And so a combination of those two in some small group of French citizens showed a lot of promise. It showed that it had an effect on COVID-19. And because they were able to do it with a small group of people, Donald Trump is saying he feels like this is the cure, this is the one, and Bayer is going to donate like 3 million doses of it, and and he feels really good about it. And because he feels, you know, we should, you know, hoard. I don't know what's going on with him, except to say he doesn't understand the environment in which he's toiling. He doesn't understand what's going on the ground. He wants to live in his bubble, which is oh, by the way, did you see Melania's PSA? I didn't even pull it for you. I can't make myself watch it again. Melania told us this isn't going to last forever, and we will all be fine. It will all be good. And woo, I feel so much better now. But we have the two largest population centers. Just, I don't know. And Florida, they won't do anything statewide on the beaches. Locally, mayors are shutting down some beaches, but these kids, they're still there.
Whole thing to like car owners.